Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
About 5 years ago, I got I got the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, and one of the drugs that they give you when they do that is they give you a statin. And I asked my doctor at the time, I said, "So, doctor, my cholesterol is not high, but why is it that you're giving me a statin?" He said, "Well, diabetes, increases your risk of cardiovascular disease, and taking a statin will lower your risk of cardiovascular disease." Well, that was, and it turns out that the doctor was maybe correct in that, but that's not the whole story. That's a fairly simplistic story. It might lower your risk of cardiovascular disease, but it actually turns out that it doesn't lower your risk of all-cause mortality. And what does that mean? That means dying of really anything. You would think if it reduced your risk of cardiovascular disease, that it might increase your risk of, increase your risk of, living longer. Right, which I guess not a really risk. You want to live as long as you can. But if you're going to, so you don't die of cardiovascular disease, but you die of something else, that doesn't sound very good, does it? And so eventually I stopped taking the statin. I got into an argument with my doctor and pharmacist, and I said, it's like, look, read the side effects of these things. And one of the side effects, muscle weakness was something I was starting to experience after taking it for a while, and I was trying to start exercising again. I'm like, yeah, this is not what I want. And so I stopped taking that, and then, with the doctor, I said, well, if you think I have cardiovascular disease, let's find out. Let's do a calcium scan. Let's see what the angiogram has to say. And sure enough, the angiogram said that I have a calcium score of 0. So, there is no, so there's no reason for me to be taking a statin, and that's just that. You read the side effects in these things. It's like, and I think the side effects are actually underreported. And in fact, there's more stuff coming out now to suggest that maybe most people that are taking statins probably shouldn't be taking them. The problem is that they're handed out by doctors like Pez candy, as far as I'm concerned. And, if you squint at the science enough, you could kind of say, yeah, that might help. But again, I think, for the right people, a statin might make some sense, but for everybody, I don't know that it does. And, I'm going to be getting my heart looked at on a pretty regular basis now, I think, because of things. I'll know if I got a problem. But at that point, okay, maybe I'll take a statin. But honestly, I don't know that I would be able to jog as much as I've been able to jog. And that's probably doing a lot more for my cardiovascular health than taking a statin by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, my blood pressure's coming down. I just generally feel better and all of that. That's been much better for my heart health than taking a drug. And honestly, diet is also, probably, a huge factor as well, right? Actually, diet's probably 80% of it, and your exercise is some of it for sure. But I think just looking at what the side effects and just read and realize they're probably underreported, the way that they got these things through the FDA, it's like, okay, they basically got rid of all the people that were having issues with the drugs and right at the beginning. It's like, okay, well, that doesn't sound good. I'm not taking a statin. I think you'd have to be, things would have to change pretty drastically for me to take a statin. And I just don't see, I just don't think it's a good idea, but that's me. Right. And I don't want, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice, but do your own research and read what's out there and it may be right for you, but it's not right for me for sure. That's what I got to say about statins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.